Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
大家好，我是 Nicole.
Hi, everybody. I'm Matt. Welcome back to CantoneseClass101.com. Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson Number 25.
That's right. Welcome back. So, what are we looking at today?
Today is a special day, Nicole. Since we have Lesson 25 in our first Absolute Beginner series.
Yeah, that's the last lesson we have.
That's right. Don't get too excited. We're almost there. Now, in this lesson, you will learn how to treat a friend to drinks, which you should be doing to me after we get done here.
The conversation takes place at an office.
It's between two colleagues who like each other somewhat.
The speakers are friends, so they're speaking casual Cantonese.
All right, Nicole, let's move right into the dialogue.
今晚去酒吧饮酒？我请。
一定到。
One more time, a bit slower.
今晚去酒吧饮酒？我请。
一定到。
And now, with the English translation.
今晚去酒吧饮酒？
Let's have a drink in the bar tonight.
我请。
My treat.
一定到。
I'll definitely be there. All right, everybody likes a free drink, and as we can see here, our second speaker didn't change his mind until after he heard that the first one was treating.
Yeah, my treat. 我请。
You can make a lot of friends with these words.
我请。
Okay, everyone, drinks on Nicole after this lesson.
咩？
We'll see you all at the Victoria Hotel. Drinks on Nicole.
That's really nice bar.
And that's why you're treating us. It has a great washroom, too.
Anyway, it's about time for our vocab session.
Which is all about time.
That's right, let's start.
And now, the vocab section.
夜晚
Night
夜晚夜晚白日
day
白日白日今晚
tonight
今晚今晚听晚
tomorrow night
听晚听晚昨晚
last night
昨晚昨晚今日
today
今日今日听日
tomorrow
听日听日昨日
yesterday
昨日昨日酒吧
bar
酒吧酒吧我请
my treat
我请我请一定
definitely
一定一定到
to arrive
到到
Wow, a lot of vocabulary today, Nicole.
Yeah.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of these words and phrases from today's lesson.
All right, the first one is 今晚
This means tonight.
今晚
Literally, it's today, night.
Right, this is a shorter way of saying 今日夜晚
Which is today at night.
今日夜晚今晚 or 今晚
And that's what we heard in the dialogue. Want to go to a bar tonight?
今晚去酒吧饮酒
But it's hard to invite someone out tonight because they don't really have time to prepare.
Yeah, it's sort of last minute.
So how do we say tomorrow night?
平晚.
Tomorrow night.
平晚.
And again, this also is a contraction.
Right, it's 平日夜晚.
Literally, tomorrow.
平日.
Evening.
夜晚. So 平日夜晚. 平晚.
So how do we ask someone out tomorrow night?
明晚去酒吧飲酒啊?
Do you have time tomorrow night?
明晚得唔得閒啊?
And of course, remember this word.
我請.
If they seem reluctant, make sure you tell them, hey, my treat.
我請.
It's my treat.
我請.
Is it polite to buy drinks for people in Hong Kong?
Of course it is.
So we should tell you that you're very polite, Nicole, since you're treating us all to drinks at Victoria tonight. So if you meet someone, you can say, would you like a drink? My treat.
想不想喝酒? 我請.
In some parts of the US, people expect to buy their own drinks when they go out.
Well, it's no problem in Hong Kong. Just say, 想不想喝酒? 我請.
Would you like a drink? My treat.
Right.
Or we can order specific drinks.
Right. 兩支啤酒, 我請.
2 bottles of beer. My treat.
兩杯威士忌, 我請.
2 glasses of whiskey, my treat.
That's right. And whiskey here is 威士忌, sounds quite similar to the English word.
You're right, it does. Now, what should we say if someone buys us a drink?
You either say, 唔該.
Thank you.
Or you can say, 正.
Great.
It's grammar time.
Now let's move on to our grammar session.
All right, Nicole, I'm a little sad.
Why?
Well, because this is our last grammar point in our first Absolute Beginner series.
So you can treat us strengths, and that will make you happy, and us happy.
I think that will make me even more sad. I'm sad because all of our listeners are graduating to the next level of Cantonese, but I'm also happy for them.
Me too.
Let's get right into this one. The last grammar point.
And it's a good one.
Right. In the dialogue, we heard this line.
今晚去酒吧飲酒.
Do you want to go to a bar tonight to drink?
今晚去酒吧飲酒.
What's new here is our time word that we've added in.
今晚.
Tonight.
今晚去酒吧飲酒.
And our grammar point is very easy. It's where to put time words in sentences.
Very easy. Just stick them at the beginning of the sentence.
Easy enough. Just drop it in there.
Right. Like, 我現在口渴.
I am thirsty right now.
我現在口渴.
I am thirsty right now.
Or, 你今日忙. Or, 你今日忙不忙.
Are you busy today?
Right, 你今日忙不忙.
Now, technically, we can put time words either before or after our subject.
That's right.
In our dialogue, our subject was implied. It was we.
我们. So, 我们今晚去酒吧饮酒.
We could also say,
今晚我们去酒吧饮酒.
So all we did is reverse the position of the subject and the time word, and both will work.
That's right.
So let's practice making some sentences with time words, Nicole.
Okay.
And let's make this a game. First, Nicole is going to say a sentence. We want you to try and translate it out loud before I do.
我夜晚去酒吧.
I go to bars at night.
我夜晚去酒吧.
I go to bars at night. And the time word here is night.
夜晚. Next one. 他白日做嘢.
He works in the day.
他白日做嘢.
He works in the day. And the time word is day.
白日. One more. 我昨晚去咗.
I went out last night.
我昨晚去咗.
I went out last night. And the time word here is last night.
昨晚.
Just remember to put your time word at the beginning of the sentence.
Either before or after the subject.
And that's it.
Easy.
And that brings us to the end of our first season of Lessons for Absolute Beginners to Cantonese.
You do sound sad.
I'm going to cry.
So keep listening, and soon you'll be at the elementary level.
Remember to get your hands on the PDFs and other tools
at CantoneseClass101.com.
And that just about does it for today. Remember, you can always leave us a comment on this lesson.
So if you have a question or some feedback, please, please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by CantoneseClass101.com.
Click on comment.
Enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Matt. Bon voyage.
Bye-bye.
今晚去酒吧飲酒? 我請。
一定到。